Scoot over. Gotta move over a little bit this way so y'all can see my kick ass. What's going on? It's your boy, the Dean. Class in session, man. Got some news for you guys. A little good news, a little bad news. Shit, man. I had to shave. I guess I can go bit by bit. Okay. First news is that we are at phase two of the book. So the book is done. Now it's getting all the little things, it's getting formatted and all that stuff. So the book is done. That's the good news, but a little bad news here. Now, in order to keep the cost the right way, I had to move at least 300 pages. I think we finally got it at 680 because I had to kill and move all those over to the second book that's being worked on. So it is going to have a final number of 680. I think it's like 680 pages. I think it's going to be around 680 pages, just to let y'all guys know. So it's in the second phase of now the book is already edited. Now it's getting ready for Amazon and all other shit. So just let y'all know. But for all my students, I got to talk about my students first, and I already messaged you, Tyler, and I'll talk to you about it. But for all my students out there, there's going to be, now I can let y'all guys know, there's going to be a limited edition that's going to come out with the book. But first group of people that get the limited edition are going to be my students. So I remember all of you, if you're a top student and I reach out to you, you're going to have an opportunity to get the limited edition first. Then it's going to come out periodically for those that want it after that. But the limited edition will give you access to something that you'll see. I'll talk more to you. But Tyler, I'll let you know. I just messed you about that. But anyway, just want to let y'all guys know. But anyway, the book is done. We're on the second one now. And now it's going through the process of formatting and then getting ready for Amazon. All right, so just want to let y'all know. Now, with that being said, shout out to everybody in the show. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. It's the Man Mindset, the show out here. We 100% game that we teach is all natural. All the game that we teach, nobody teaches what it is we teach because we go deeper than just the average conversations out there. Also, I want to say to my guys out there, if you're because I get a lot of guys that tell me that, you know, they've done their puzzle pieces. Don't stop. Keep doing it because you have not mastered it yet. Just doing your puzzle pieces doesn't master yet. So keep doing your puzzle pieces. And all you guys out there don't know what I'm talking about. The only way, if you are ready to be a student of the game, all right, now I'm going to show you, just let me say this again. We are the only ones on YouTube that do this, so nobody else does this. But if you are ready to become a Man Mindset student, the thing that you have to do is you can go to Michael's, you can go to Target, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Walmart, Target, Dollar Store. I don't care where it is. We're the only ones that tell you to go and get a 100-piece puzzle set, not 500, not 300, not 1,000. Get a 100-piece puzzle set, drive home, dump the puzzle pieces somewhere, throw the box away, and begin the process of starting the process to the brand new you. We are the only ones that do it. Nobody else tells you. We are the only ones on the internet that teach you this way to begin a process where you will stop trying to follow people and you'll start trying to follow yourself. So, guys, I got that. Guys, the lines are open. Shout out to the guys out there. Guys, you want to call in 563-999-3056. If you have a question, let me know, okay? I will try to do an audio of it, but it's so long. But I am on the second book, so I'm already working on the second book. But I have some stuff from the other one. Here was a plan. I'll give you all a little bit of cheat code. I had it at 1,000, but I had to make sure that. At 1,000, this is me fighting my marketing team, fighting me and fighting my people to fight them. If I kept it at 1,000, the price of it would have been more than or around $100, and I didn't want that. So because of what I'm giving you, which you don't know about, will be worth more than the money you're spending. It'll be worth more than that because you have no idea what I have for you. I got so many things for you that it is going to be doors behind doors. That's all I can say, doors behind doors. But had to keep it economical, and I chopped a few chapters that I'm going to carry those chapters over to the next book. So my problem is I got to keep it. Now I know the range. So it's going to be, I think, like 680. I think it's 680. But trust me, nobody's doing that. So, but please understand, that is just the tip of an iceberg that y'all don't even understand because, you know, we got to do something different than everybody else. So there's things that y'all see. But anyway. I gotta see. I don't know about the audio. I gotta see, man. I'm so busy moving on the next part, the next thing. But like I say, Tyler, I'll get with you. But as I say, for all my top students, I'm gonna reach out to y'all guys out there. I've been already reached out so many already. So my top students, I'm offering y'all guys the exclusive edition first to get y'all out of the way. And then once that's done, a few months now, whatever, I might get some more and release that for just slowly in there. And that's gonna be an unlockable, but I can't talk about that unlockable until the book is out. Once the book is out, then y'all will see what I'm talking about. Then I can talk about the things I want to talk about anyway. But let me get to you guys. You got a question. Please put a cue in here. We're talking about standing on your name to make a woman find you sexy and all this stuff. So we definitely want to do that right quick. But I do want to let y'all know. So I just want to let y'all know. Finally, it's done editing. I wanted to put more shit in there, but my marketing team, I had to stop. So, but I found a loophole. Y'all see what I'm talking about. But anyway, so Y'all got a question, please put a Q in here. We got y'all covered. Any questions y'all have, please put a Q. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. We're going to break all this stuff down. Let me get to your questions as well. Gentleman says, I think I have Zelle, but I just usually keep it at PayPal, just to keep it simple, okay? Who just got promoted? Wait, I need to realize I have an older woman who just got promoted at a government job. Is this your email today? Send it to me again. I don't know what you're asking. I don't understand what the question is. So if you got that, I'll read it, but I don't understand what you mean or what you're asking. When is the proper time to let a woman know that what is a proper time to let a woman know that you're getting to know? When is the proper time to let a woman that you're getting to know about your kids? Never. Okay. I'll say this for single dads and I'll say this for single moms. You are not your children, and nor should your children be a part of your relationship with that woman. The worst thing you guys can do is bring somebody in and try to acclimate them into your already made family, knowing that they're just going to come and go. So it's just a waste. And you don't want to put your kids through that. So keep your kids separate from who you are dating. Always. Never, never, never. Listen, what I would say, let them know that you have kids. You know, don't hide that from them, but don't make it about the kids. So if you have children, let her know you are a single dad or whatever, which is cool, but never let her think that she can get her claws in or through that door or vice versa. And this is why I keep telling you about single mothers, and this is what people don't understand. It's not, if you separate the kids and keep the kids out of the equation, you'll never have the issue about the kids, because those kids are not your responsibility. For us guys, and for you, the guy asking this question here, those kids are her responsibility. Separate the kids from the hanging out, meeting, dating, or relationship. Two totally different things. Never evolve or bring somebody in to meet your kids. They can know about your kids, but never have them involved with anything you do with your kids. So if you get your kids on a Saturday, if this is your weekend, the woman needs to understand that you're going to take time with your kids. And if she's got a problem with it, because a lot of women want to share those special moments with you, don't ever do it. And you guys, if you are with a woman who has kids from somebody else and it's her weekend to have the kids or whatever, you back up and let her spend time with her kids and you do your thing, but never, ever have her come in. You got to understand, your kids are a huge priority for you. Your kids are a huge priority. So one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to involve your kids with anybody. Do not do it. Do not, just let her know. Just let her know. Okay. Just let her know. Okay. He says, can you click on this to make sure it's going through? Click on what? What are you talking about, Scott? Let me see here. Is there a thin line between checking a woman and seeming insecure? Well, Mr. Escobar, the thing is that there's no – okay, there was a guy that sent a message the other day on my YouTube things, comment section, saying men hurt and shit. Man, get the fuck out of here with that stupid shit. I hate people that try to talk for everybody because his weak ass cries and all that silly shit. But anyway, there is no thin line because there is no line. A man is never insecure. You check a woman not because you're insecure. You check a woman because you're going to give her another opportunity to clean her shit up or you're gone. See, that y'all got it all wrong, man. There's no insecure when you're checking a woman. This is all you're saying is you got one foot out that fucking door. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be merciful. And I'm going to allow you one more fucking chance. Because maybe you thought I was some type of a sucker. And maybe you thought that you could say or do anything that you want to do. So because I'm feeling merciful, I'm going to give you one motherfucking more chance. You do that again, you're gone. Now, please understand, they're going to test you. They will do that to you. They'll do that to me. But the insecurity comes in is when you start talking about how you feel about what the fuck they're doing. You know, I don't like it when you, and why do you, and you know, what about my, no, fuck all that. You're not checking her. You're just letting her know that if she continues that behavior, she's gone. That's all. So it's not a bad thing. All you guys out here need to understand that you're not, we don't check women. We're just giving them an opportunity to stay around. I'm going to tell you, if you want to keep me around, then you're going to have to, whatever it is. And she has every right to say no. She's got every right to say fuck you. And she's got every right to defend the position. But as soon as she opens her motherfucking mouth trying to defend the position, I don't want to hear it. Do you understand? See, the thing is, when you check a woman, you got to have understanding so they can never, ever get angry and mad when you roll out that door, okay? You can never get angry and mad when you roll out that door. I've told you guys before, that woman tried some shit. I told her, you know, hey, and I said, do you understand? And she took a defensive position because she felt, hey, you're not my father. You can't talk to me that way. No, I'm not your fucking father. The question is, do you understand? I got you on your message, Tyler. Hold on a second. Do you understand? That's what I said to her. Do you understand? And she wouldn't answer the question. Said, all right, I'm rolling. And what they will do is when they start missing you, because you know the drug and how we do shit, they will always bring their ass back. And she will call, and she thought she'd be all sweet on me and shit. No, you got to answer my question. Do you understand? We ain't moving forward until you understand, because one of the greatest mistakes I made in, was it the last year elementary or the first year in junior high school? It was one of the mistakes I made when I was young, was that I never got understanding from somebody that I brought back in. And it was kind of a lesson I had to learn, you know, because the beautiful thing about my mentor, he allowed me to, and like I do you guys, he allowed me to keep moving on forward by myself as I was finding myself, kind of like your puzzle pieces. So I never, in the junior high, I never told the girl, do you understand and everything. And then when I broke up with her, I really, you know, she came, you never told me, you never said, and see why, da, 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 da. And I'm like, fuck, she's right. So from that point on, I had to get clear. You got to understand why I'm letting you go. You got to understand why I'm seeing somebody. You got to understand why I'm moving on and I'm not moving on with you. So it's just understanding. So I just want to hopefully be able to answer that question for you. But guys, you got a question, go ahead and ask. We have a great, great show for you guys, man. And it's not about appreciation, brother. I got you covered. I just don't want you falling in. There are two things I don't want you guys to do. I don't want you as a single father being forced to push your kids up on somebody. And as a single guy or whatever, I don't want you to be around a woman and her child. See, what a lot of guys would do real quick is how they would fuck up is there's a loophole with single mothers that a lot of guys try to utilize and then get fucked over. See, they think if they throw the fucking football with the little boy or they have tea with the little girl, that's going to get the mom to spread the legs much faster because they're trying to show that I want to be part of this family. And that's where y'all fuck up at. She has her kids. Her children are not your responsibility. They are not your concern. And her children are not your business. And I want to let y'all know and be honest with you. There are a lot of women out there that don't want you. I mean, they don't want to share their kids with you. They don't fucking know you. You're a goddamn stranger. So some women will keep you away from the kids. So either way it is, that's why I keep telling y'all. Y'all think single mothers are bad. But as I told you, single mothers fuck faster than regular women. Y'all have no odd fucking deer. I might need to do a show on that and break some of that down. So I will do that. But for right now, we'll talk about standing on your name right now and why standing on your name is such an important thing. Okay. See, as a man, and most of y'all don't understand what being a man is and how a man operates, but once you are truly one with yourself, connected with yourself, and a part of your own world and everything, and you realize at the end of the day that you're never in competition with any other man. There is no competition except you. You are your greatest competition. The more you start to compete with yourself and start to analyze who you are, everything's going to change, because you're going to have this awakening of, holy shit. See, right now, for a lot of you guys, you analyze. You analyze the woman, how beautiful she is. You analyze her body. You analyze what you think she thinks of you. You analyze what you think you need to be for her. So you do a lot of analyzing. You do a lot of worrying. But what women love about men and about a man is that we're very different. We're very different. We operate totally different from average guys. And give me a second. Let me ask this question. What do you do when you find some dirty secrets about your woman and you also uncover some things? Well, see, Mike, here's the problem, brother. I'm not saying you're doing this, okay, because I don't want to be disrespectful, but it's going to come off mean. A man doesn't uncover shit. Why are y'all guys digging for shit? That's what women are supposed to do. But not even women do that to a man. Because what bothers me is she's allowed to have fucking secrets because she ain't your fucking wife. She's just someone you're fucking. So whatever she wants to do is none of your business. If she's with you and fucking somebody else, that's her business, because there's a lot of you motherfuckers out there with women that are fucking some women on the side and they don't know. So I don't understand. What do you uncover? I don't understand. You need to give me more, Mike. What do you mean uncover? Because for some reason, I'm feeling a lot of insecurity on your end, because I'm not here to uncover. I don't get, see, book two is going to hammer some shit to one, because I don't live that way. I don't even know what it means to be insecure. I don't give a fuck. But y'all got to stop giving a fuck. Y'all care too much. Your insecurities made you start to dig in some shit. And now you see some shit on your woman. Here's the biggest problem. If you see some shit on your woman that you don't like and she's still your fucking woman, then you're the fucking problem. But here lies the problem. If you're digging up for shit, then you're going to have to accept what you have dug up, because she has every right not to tell you everything, because you ain't her fucking husband. She has to tell you shit. But Mike, I need you to give me more information, because I'm feeling a lot of insecurities, my brother. Is the voice in my head, like, is the voice in my mind that refers to me as you, my ninja? No, because you don't have, you have a ninja, but your voice is why you're losing with women and yourself. If not everyone can win in a game, then what is the point of completing and trying to play the game? If most of you guys, well, Trigger, this is why you lose. You just not only answered your own question, but you just show why you will never win. The thing about the game that you guys don't understand is that you, my friend, unfortunately, are on this, I don't know what it is about you soft guys, or excuse me, I don't know what it is about you modern males and this fascination with other guys. I don't know what your fascination is worrying about another man, thinking about what another man does and how another man feels. That I need y'all to help me understand these, you modern males. What is your fascination about another dude? It doesn't make any sense. And this is exactly why this ain't for you. Because what we teach you over here is to say, fuck everybody else. Stop worrying about the next man. Because we're not gay over here. And if you are gay, be a happy gay person. But this is not the place for you, because we teach men how to be men over here. So what you're saying is you're talking about other guys. And see, you have not learned how to make shit for your own, work on your own self, and make shit about you. You're worried about other guys, and that's why you're going to have the problem. And like I told you, what did he say? Not everyone can win in the game. Why the fuck do you care about everyone? Again, other men. See that right there? What is the point of competing or trying to play the game if most guys, again, gentlemen, other men? So do you see why you modern males always will lose? Because all you're doing is thinking about other men. And I can't – listen, I think it's good if you feel that you love other guys. I'm not here to knock that. I believe every guy should feel what he wants to feel. But this motherfucker ain't for you, because this show ain't for guys that think about other guys and guys that worry about what other men fucking do, like you're fucking in love with another guy. Wrong room, buddy. Wrong boo. You're in the wrong room. Yeah, this is for men that will try to build themselves. That is crazy. How the fuck, man? Why do I lie to myself and how to be... Well, you lie to yourself every day because you don't want to see the fact that you ain't shit. You know you ain't shit. You're just running away from it, okay? All right? So that's all it is. But let me get back into the show. Dude, just send me an email to manmindset@gmail.com. I'll send you the information. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want a question. Let's keep breaking all this stuff down, as I said. See, your name... as I said before, most of you guys out here, and I try not to keep bringing the same things up again, but a lot of you guys don't know the value of the name, the standard. Nike is the brand, the name. Reebok, the brand, the name. A lot of men don't understand about the name and the importance of the name, because what you guys understand is it's something that women rarely recognize in the average guy is the name, because the name on top of that building of Microsoft or whatever, or Facebook, or whatever, that name carries a lot of weight. If you think about the families, the powerful families, the Winsworth, the big powerful families that's running this country, the name is every fucking thing, because the name carries weight. It will always carry weight. And the only way that it carries weight is how the person carrying the weight stands on it. See, when a man doesn't just go up to the woman and say, look at me, see me, see me. No, it's my name that carries me. It is my name that speaks volumes for me. It's just my behaviors connect to the name, okay? My behavior. So most of you guys out here, you don't believe in your name. Your name means nothing to you. Your family name is the craziest thing about you modern men today, that y'all just don't know the importance and weight of your name. It's just amazing how you would listen to somebody tell you to get rid of your name and not carry your name or your bloodline and go on and on. It's just amazing how it works. But your name is going to do one of three things. It will hold weight that women will find sexy and gorgeous and all these wonderful things. Oh, it just mean nothing. Just weak. Just a little weak thing. Because a man's name that a woman will recognize is a man's name. She will see things in that name. And this is why, guys, I tell you, once you start to learn this and once you start to grow, just understand two things. Women are going to want to have your child. And women are going to want to marry you. Just be prepared. Not to say you have to, but they know the power of the name based off of the man. And because the name is so powerful, they want to have that seed of that person's bloodline in them, because they know that child will never get picked on, that child will never get bullied, and that child will be a fucking winner. Whether he's playing a sport or whatever he's doing, he's going to win because the name carries over. But it is the name of the man. It's kind of like the name, like when y'all watch a James Bond movie. You see when Bond says, my name is Bond, James Bond, there's weight in James Bond. There's weight, the name, okay? There's weight in the name, okay? So that's what I'm saying. Hold on. A family friend leaves lingerie in my bedroom. How do I respond? See, this is why I don't understand you dumb motherfuckers. And I got to say you dumb, because I know you've been listening to me before, so I'm going to have to call you a stupid motherfucker. Why don't you take that lingerie, like I told your dumb fucking ass, and throw it in your lost and found box, you stupid fuck? This is why you lose. You don't listen. I tell all you guys to have your lost and found box, and when shit goes, you just throw it in your box, dumbass. Why the fuck are you asking me that stupid-ass question? Such a dumb fuck. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so getting back to your name. So your name is going to do one or two things for you. It's going to demand respect, or it's going to drive disrespect. But when a woman sees the name, she's going to know that that person carrying that name, he never thinks. All right? Listen to what I'm saying. He never thinks. One doesn't have to think when one already knows what to do. So why do I need to think about things? No need to, because I know what to do when that thing comes at my doorstep, because unlike you guys, I'm always working on me. So there are no issues or problems or anything like I'll give you an example. All right. It's a simple example, but I'm gonna use this cake ass shit. So I already know if somebody leaves something in my room that's feminine or female or something like that they will do. They'll leave bracelets, bras, earrings, trinkets, watches, female stuff, whatever it is. I'm going to throw it in my motherfucking lost and found box. So do I need to think on it? No, when the answer is already there, I just do the action. See, that's the difference between most of you modern men out here and real men, okay? See, you guys, your worst problem is you're always analyzing shit, analyzing women, analyzing what a woman does to another man, analyzing what a woman does to another man online. Y'all are so busy analyzing all this motherfucking shit that you're not even analyzing yourself, learning how to trust yourself, learning how to do everything for you and nobody else, and automatically knowing what to do. But knowing what to do then at that point, just how you want to do it at that point. You don't have to think because you already have the answer. Just like I keep telling you guys, see, when I put my bid in, I already know it's over. Why do I know it's over? She's never met anyone like me. So I have everything lined up. The only difference is I have so many things lined up, I just get to pick whatever I feel like doing, because all of them will have a different impact, but a better and stronger impact than the average guy. So I already know what to do. I know if I... It's this kind of power I try to tell you guys. Making her smile, making her laugh, making her blush. Three solely different things. I've got so many ways to do each and every one of those things. It's just fucking crazy and amazing. I choose what to do. I don't need to think about it. I already got it all ready to go, locked and ready to go. And when she gets it, she gets it. And she doesn't. Okay? So there we go, man. All right. So, dude, please don't talk to me anymore. Please don't talk to me anymore. Please don't talk. Okay, sir, listen. Let me help you out here because you're new here. Now, don't kick him out. Let me help you out. We're not gay here. I don't judge men. Whether you're good looking or ugly to you is none of my fucking business, because I'm not looking at you that way. And the fact that you're looking at yourself that way, this isn't for you. Okay? Because I know people who are seen as ugly, because I don't judge fucking men. I know people who are seen as ugly, fat, unattractive, and broke, smash women. But here is your problem, dumb fuck. We don't judge fucking men. And you will never learn any game because you're making everything about fucking women. So please shut your fucking ass up. Jesus Christ, man. God damn, man. What is all this shit about? All this shit, man. It doesn't make any sense. Question, do you believe the more sexual partners a woman experiences and enjoys her? Common, ain't no such thing as pair bonding. Get off that bitch ass terminology. Please stop mimicking another man. And I got, now you're even worse than Trigger. Who taught you that goofy ass fucking word? Listen, let me tell you something, Common. And let me tell you why it doesn't matter to you. It doesn't matter to you. Because every time you go out your weak ass door and everything with your weak ass fucking thinking, as soon as you see a fucking woman you're interested in, you don't give a fuck about how many partners you have, or excuse me, that she has, do you? No, you don't give a fuck. Nor will you ever know how many partners you have. And if you ask how many partners you have, that's some bitch shit. Listen, the only way you'll know is if she is a porn star. That's the only way you're going to know. You'll never know. What is all this? Comment. Let me ask you a question. Why regurgitate information that you don't give a fuck? Because you ain't got no game, and I can tell what you are. You're a weak, modern male that looks at women and looks at, oh, my God, she's so sexy. She's so, well, then wait. Well, if she's so sexy and all that shit, why don't you go up to her and ask how many people she's fucked? Yeah, that's how you fuck. Go ahead. You want to know? Go ask the motherfuckers, man. So they can see how weird and creepy your fucking ass is. It is amazing how you worry about. See, here's the thing. You know what's great? It's women, when women start asking you how many motherfuckers you have been. See, you don't know about that type of, on that side of the bed. See, when a woman knows that you're a whore, it's a great thing. But again, Common, well, you don't have sense, but I'm going to add the two for you. Let me explain something to you. Women have every right, just as you have every right, to sleep with whoever you want to and as many times as you want to. It is none of my business what they do. And I don't know why it is your business what a woman does. Why do you give a fuck? And the worst part about it is, why are you asking me about women when you can't even fucking talk to one? Why are you asking me this shit? And stop regurgitating that bitch ass, that modern male information, man. Stop that shit, please. Jesus Christ. So all we need to know is if a woman is following our program or not. Yes, absolutely. That's all you should know. That's all that matters. Nothing else matters. What else matters? I don't understand. What else matters? That's all she can, listen, that's all she can do, which she has a right to say no. But see, here's the problem. You don't have a program. That's what's so crazy. You want women to follow what? You ain't even got a program. Okay? You ain't even got a program. You know what I mean? You guys don't have a program. So it's not going to work for y'all. You don't even have a program. Doesn't make any sense. why are you asking that question when you don't even have one? You don't, wait, how is she gonna follow someone who doesn't have his own program? Because your program ends with, she's beautiful, sexy. Oh, I gotta kiss her ass. That mean, that ain't no program. That's some weak ass shit. That ain't no program. And then y'all guys want so much from a woman, but they ain't fucking with you that way. They ain't trying to fuck with you that way. I'm going to slow drip this in, Tyler, with the things. Yeah, you send me some of these motherfuckers, man. But anyway, get back to what I'm saying. See, that's y'all problem. Y'all names don't stand on it. See, gentlemen, a woman should feel and automatically know that she's got to put in work to be with you. She should know. She should know from Jump Street that she just can't get away with the shit she's doing to y'all average motherfuckers. She shouldn't. But let's get to this real quick. I have some sleepwear, but I don't wear much unless my next reel about set it up. What time do you want to wait? What do you want to hear? I feel stupid. I mean, I really feel really foolish. I don't know how to be open and not love. It doesn't work for me. I can do this. I'm not wired to give my mind and body, but not my heart. I don't feel safe anymore with you. It doesn't work for me. Thanks for everything up to this point. But I just don't know how we can move on from here. Now, you see that, guys? Beautiful. Because guess what, guys? We're going to do this. I don't even know what the fuck. Wait, guys, listen. Says the one that is on cocaine and says, I can cut off drugs cold turkey. Says the alcoholic that says, I don't have to drink the bottle. I can go cold turkey. Guys, the greatest thing, they always tell women they're fucked, but the worst thing a woman can do when she's with a man is go cold turkey. This is her greatest mistake. I don't even know what the next message is, and we'll play it, but I'm trying to show you. Look. See, if she was with you average motherfuckers, you guys would be like, well, no, I'm sorry. What can I do to make it better? I didn't mean it and all this other stuff, okay? I didn't mean it. But, gentlemen, let me show y'all something that y'all don't even see or understand. Now, you saw that part right there. Now, please understand this. I told you there's a war between her mind and her body, right? Let me explain when a woman cuts you average motherfuckers off, they're done. When they cut you off, they don't even think about you. They cut you off. They're done. It's over. But what I want y'all guys to see now, remember, she said it's over. I don't think I can be with you and all this other stuff because she's technically losing control. Now, usually if she's dealing with a regular guy, she's done. No more justification. That's all I want to tell you. But when they get with a man, let's keep going on with the book. This has been a valuable experience, and now I know more about establishing healthy boundaries. I do not call my friends pet names. That is reserved for somebody that I'm in a relationship with or exclusive with. I feel silly because you definitely told me things I wanted to hear, and I let my guard down way too low for you. If you want to stay friends, say so. that all I can be is with these friends, I guess. I can't be intimate. You can find someone else for that. I cannot be that for you. But maybe we could just be. You know why? Guys, I'm sorry. You know why I laugh this shit? I love it when they think they can go away. I love it when they think they have the strength because I'm good and I have values and I have morals and I'm a good girl. And yeah, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to stand for this. I don't, man, get the fuck out of here. I know this shit's going to go away on, guys. Let me get to some of your questions real quick. But wait, let me grab some of these questions. But let me show y'all something. Hold on. We'll keep going. Let me grab some of these questions. Guys, the lines up. Hold on. Grab this. SF says, how do I shift my way of thinking in which, well, you got to be a student of the game, sir. Okay. You're asking a very great question, but you're not a student of the game. It's not, I can't give you a one-word answer. You got to be a student of the game, sir. What is the most effective way to stand on, again, for you, the same thing, okay? Because you're looking at a one-word answer when you're not even built on game, okay? But let me keep going, dog. So like I was saying before, I love it when these motherfucking women sit around and give you this, and I don't mean to laugh, guys, because I know for you ladies, like, ladies, that's mean. All right, so what I'm saying is that, see, what a woman expects and what she doesn't get are two different things. Now, let me show y'all some game. So when a woman meets a modern male, right, what she will do, or a surface dweller, grassy line, you know, we give y'all different names, cupcakes, what she do, it is the equivalent of her playing chess, not to your checkers, but to your tic-tac-toe. So she's always in the catbird seat controlling the relationship. But when she gets with a real man, she loses control. And she's trying to gain some of that control back by trying to dangle her leaving you. See, when a woman dangles, she's trying to go or let you go. Most of you guys feel this sense of, oh, my God, I don't want to lose her. So let me go and kiss her fucking ass and be what she wants me to be so I can please her. But let me show you what my boy does. All right, let me show you how game is, because this is the Mona Lisa. I'm reading this as we go along. Here's the next point. I want y'all to see this. I want y'all to see what he says to her. Watch how damning that shit is. So she ends up being friends, right? He said, hey, Jamie, best to contact me when you are ready to pick up where we left off. All is good and okay to make the choices you want. Hold on. Hey, guys, let me tell y'all something. Hold on. Oh, my God, it kills me. But this is funny. Let me tell you why it's funny. Please understand this, guys. I've been telling y'all since the Pussy Whip Show. I wish I had a quarter with me. See, gentlemen, I always tell you, when you take the power of the pussy, they become powerless. And see, most women, yes, look, every woman out there has options of other guys. But this is where we win. Her options are only basic, boring guys. So we're never threatened by other men. But her threat is she actually, it seems like she wants to know where her place is on his roster. She doesn't know that. Well, and this is the funny thing. All these fucking women out here going to tell you, well, I don't do that. I don't mess with guys with other women, and I'm not that kind of girl, and I don't want to be on somebody's roster. Okay, well, you take care. And guess what? Excuse me. They will always bring their asses back, because look at this right here. Let's keep going. We can't pick up where we left off. Hey, still trying to fight. Still trying to walk the fuck away. She ain't going nowhere. Okay. That way, when I hear from you, okay, I would know what it means to you, all right, and when you want to continue forward. Okay, candle in the window right here. Listen to what she says. I don't think I can. Liddy feels sick today. Now, wait, guys. She's not sick because she's sick. She's sick because, like the alcoholic, or the drugged out fuck druggie, they begin to feel that itch of, I got to get some more of that motherfucking, I got to get another hit. I'm trying to figure it out. I just want to taste the bottle one time. Let me just get. Gentlemen, her sickness is because, I keep telling you, she's in the quicksand. She ain't going nowhere. They ain't got nowhere to go. When you're the standard, where else is there to go? And she's trying to justify, but let's keep going. It's her feeling sick. I've already bared so much for you. I feel like you see way too more than just my I feel like I would see way too more than just my naked body. Guys, you remember I told you before, okay, we had this instance a long time ago. And let me find it so I can show you. It is the same thing that happened a long time ago. I showed you. This is the exact same thing. When they can't understand you, they notice something about you. Let me find it. And when I find it, I'll post it for you guys. I'll see if you got questions. I got you. But I just want to show y'all something because I want to show you that this is how our lifestyle is. Okay. So let me take down the banner real quick. But I want y'all to see something. Remember I told you this woman right here, can't show her face and everything. But remember this woman a while years ago? Remember that years ago? What is her message after getting a taste of the motherfucker? What'd she say? And you remember, you can see in the corner, it's the same person. See that? The same hairstyle in that corner, same person. But you remember that right there? Now, what happened when she got that fucking video message? Same thing, dog. We automatically, by our name alone, are out of their league. They can't fucking compete with us. They ain't got no choice in the matter to accept what the fuck is. And either they're going to be down or they're not. That's it, man. They're either going to be down or they're not. And we can replace them, okay? Here's another thing. How do I become the man, women? Well, I don't teach you that. I don't teach you something peddly like a want. We teach need over here, not want. Question here. The drug comes from when y'all have sex, or does it start from? No. Listen, my brother. This is a beautiful thing about the game that I teach you. It doesn't matter. Thank you, 71 likes. It doesn't matter if she's next door, another city, another town, another state, another country, or another planet. As long as I can get in her ear, it's already over with because I can touch and connect with her on a higher level than the average guy can based off of my mouthpiece. The problem is when the connection of the sex is just going to reinforce shit. You don't need to have sex with them. They will fall for you, but that's what I'm saying based off of because a man knows how to act. So, and I don't mean act as a playing a role. I'm saying, as I told you before, I can meet her and I already know what to do and where to move her. I already know every move to make. It's already there. And I just choose how I want to move. But I don't have to assume or anything or assess or analyze anything. You guys analyze. And remember this. When you analyze or assess, she then is holding rent free in your mind. But for me, I just act on. That means I'm not thinking about with her in the way you do. I'm moving her where I want her to go. And that is for her to think about me. Because see, this is why it's always good to be prepared, okay? So you have the freedom to act on how you need to act on basic instinct without even having to think about it. And this is where it comes with the name and the power of the man right here, okay? Question. The woman hanging that glad opportunity to have sex with, you haven't smashed that yet? Is that the one that sent you all those naked pictures? Do I apply pressure with the woman or do I stay in my lane? Kato, let me tell you something. When you know when you have game, if you got to apply pressure, then you lose. If you got to apply pressure, you lose. Listen to what I'm saying. If you got to apply pressure, you lose. Because the only pressure should be applied is the pressure you put on yourself for yourself. Never apply pressure on a woman. Never force a woman. Never beg a woman. Because that shows your insecurities about and your lack of experience. I don't force. I don't beg. I don't barter. But the weird thing is they want to see you. They can't wait to see you. And they want you to find some time to see them or they will come see you. They will come to you because they're so fascinated. They just want to taste, touch, and be penetrated by you because you're so fucking fascinating. And you don't. And here's the crazy thing. The only thing you got to force is no, I can't do it this weekend or next weekend. Because they want to see you at any time you have. So the fact that you're forcing it, you're fucking up. You're coming from a very weak position, sir. How do I put myself in more situations where, because, well, you've got to learn the game. You don't know any game, okay? You don't know any game. No, it's not playing chess. It's like playing you, okay? But let me keep going here. But let me use this to break it down. So she talks about her naked body. All right, let's get to the next one. So she's talking about her naked body. But as I said before, a woman that wants to go away is just going to go away. But here's that she's trying to justify in her mind why. Now, remember, I want y'all to see the next thing. I'm just showing y'all how cold game is. Here's the next thing. She talks about her naked body. Listen, scene, fuck me. It's weird. You ain't even acknowledge anything I'm saying. See that? Wait. Now, I don't know how, okay. We know single is one. We know two is double. We know three is triple. I guess four would be trifecta. Well, how many, look at how many text messages she put. Look at that right there. Look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 messages without a response. Now, does she really want to go? Fuck no, man, because if she's gone, she's gone. But look at what she's saying. You're not even acknowledging anything I'm saying because what you're saying doesn't fucking matter to a man because you don't. Guys, I keep trying to tell you guys, this is why y'all don't understand when I tell you don't stop giving a fuck. The more you stop giving a fuck, the more they will be drawn in because they can't. All right, I want you to follow me on this. Let's take a little girl from conception and how she can cry and be daddy's little girl, get away with tears and all of this shit. Realize in elementary school she get gifts from boys and all that other stuff. All her life she can get whatever she wants, except until she meets a man. It throws her off her Tampax because it's a whole different scenario. And as you can see here, this woman is fucking going out of her mind right here. You're not acknowledging me. Yeah, see, wait, she's trying to decide, but didn't you already decide? So if you already decided, listen, guys, I tell you all the time, and this is no tactic, this is how it is. Listen. When you want to go, I'm gone. And this is why they can't accept it, because they can't accept that you're so, why are you so cold? Why aren't you fighting for me? Why are you so easily to let me go? Why am I always the one? She adds all that shit up and realizes that he doesn't really need me because he's got other fucking options. He's the opportunity. So either I'm going to get my shit together and get back over there and crawl my ass back over there and hopefully allow him to accept me, or I'll just move on to something less than, which will make her come back any motherfucking way. But listen to what she's saying right here, all confused. Look, hey, no words are saying. She said she wanted to go, but look what she's saying. I'm trying to decide. Listen, stop. We haven't even finished. Listen, gentlemen, listen what I'm showing y'all. Nothing's being said. You said you wanted to go. There's the fucking door. Go. I'm not chasing you. I'm not running behind you. Have you met me before? I don't need to chase and run behind because I'm the fucking standard. I'm the motherfucking opportunity. So if you want to go, there's the door. And you know what? You know why they don't leave? Because unlike you modern males, they've never been told to get the fuck gone. If you want to go the fuck on. Bye. See you. Peace. I'll find somebody else. I don't need you, okay? And see, the thing is, to you guys out here, that's very important in all this stuff, is that we want to make sure that you guys out here understand what's going on. Not one word is being said. And listen, nothing's being said, but everything's being said. Because just like that, just like what women do to you guys. I'm not trying to knock y'all, but y'all know what I'm talking about. When they're done with your ass, they go, and then you all in your fucking field, man, what did I do wrong? Why did she fucking go? How do I get her back? What do I say? What do I do? I mean, is she messing with somebody else? I mean, you're always fucking analyzing shit. What the fuck you think she doing? He's gone, right? Look, she says, I'm trying to decide. And if I continue, it's because we're on the same page, not chapters apart. Let me keep going. Let me tell you, stop that. But y'all don't see that. This is because when you stand on your fucking name, you don't have to explain. I don't have to explain shit to you. This is who the fuck I am. Either you going to ride with me or take your fucking ass on. I don't give a fuck. All right? Going out of her mind, realizing that, you know what? She had an opportunity to be with a man. She fucked it up. And let's listen. She keeps writing. All right, let's keep going. Look at all the shit she's saying. I'm not, just look at it, okay? I hate kid games and minds. Don't fuck with my head. I don't know how you play with it safe for my heart. I don't know what you want. Do you want me, but not at all yet or not? I don't know. Guys. And he has said nothing. And she can't let it. I guess what I keep trying to tell y'all, dogs. Y'all got to stop giving a fuck. Y'all got to stop caring. Because this is how it works. We don't give a flying fuck. Because we don't give a fuck, they give a fuck about us. All right? So listen to what she's saying. Or you want one I'm all willing to give. And would that be all to give, but not necessarily to give in the same return? Choose what? Yes. All right. So finally, he gives her a crumb. Yes, what? All right. Finally, after all that fucking messaging and shit, he gives her a fucking crumb. Yes, what? Okay. All right. Now, gentlemen, please listen to me. Please understand. Now, allow me to do something because I want y'all to understand something. Now, I want y'all to understand why we are what we are because we stand on who the fuck we are. Because but before we go forward, okay, I just want to make sure. I just want to be positive. I want to make sure all you guys understand that this was the very first message, right? Thanks for everything up to this point. I just don't know how we can move on together. Okay, now remember that, right? She's gone, right? Y'all, this is why I laugh. Because they always come back. Because look at what he said. Yes, what? That's all he said. Yes, what? And the one that said what? Let's stop. This ain't right. I don't want no one playing my feelings and I want to go. What the fuck did she say? Let's continue. And I know women hate it. Listen, I know women hate that they have to crawl their fucking asses back. But the good news, ladies, you only have to do it with a few handful of guys. You don't have to do it with everybody because they usually be crawling their ass back to you right now. Do y'all see that, guys? I'm not done. I'm trying to show y'all game right here. I'm trying to show y'all this is why you guys have to hold the line and stop sweating these motherfucking women the way y'all are doing. Now, look, he just said three words. Yes, what? And then call me. Now, look. Now, let me show y'all how men do it. See, when they come crawling back, you don't talk bad about them or throw shit in their face. You just act like nothing ever happened because that's what we do. Now, look what he's got. Babe, smiley face, hearts, and thank you. And look what he said. That's about... Now, wait. Now, look at the bottom. Now, I want y'all to remember this is where we started, right there. See that right there? Thanks for everything up to this point, but I just don't know how we can move on together. Wanting to be friends. Remember that. Let's just be friends. Remember that? That's what she said. And if y'all missed it, let me get to the second message that she said that she wanted to be friends. I think this was it right here before we continue. But I want y'all to see game right here as how powerful we are. Experience healthy, blah, blah, blah. Here it is right there. If you want to stay friends, say so. See that? I can't be intimate with you You can just find someone else. See all that bullshit I keep telling y'all, man, but look what it turned into. Yes, it is. Thank you. See, wait, look. What did she say? The one thing that y'all are not, that we are. What is she saying? Thank you. Thank you for being steady, head to toe. That's what I want. And that, well, we'll get to the next thing, but I'm just trying to show y'all what game is. See, y'all don't see it from a standpoint of why men win and you guys don't, because you guys are not built to fucking win. You're built to run behind them and cry and all that silly shit. We're not built that way. We're built to win. And that's why we are always winning, because we're showing them why us. We're not running, but this comes into the name. See, she knows the value of the man and what the name stands on. And the name is royalty to a man. That's who I am. My name is everything. God damn it. Hold on. I got you, Antonio. I got you, Antonio. Hold on. Let me say my dog Antonio saw Tyler, another student of mine, saw Tyler put some shit up. Now you want to throw in, this is not a challenge, Tyler. I got to keep it the same. But let's get to Antonio. So I'm real quick, jump to Antonio because he just sent this over to me, holler up the press. She says, thank you. You are fantastic. I still remember when you were ready to spend a whole night with me, let me know. I have tan lines only in very, very small ones. Okay, see that? He says, very sexy, wow with the thing. So are you. And how have you been? Do you want to come? Do you want to see me? This is what I keep trying to tell y'all, and y'all understand, because see, y'all see the world as a victim, and a man who stands on his name has pride to his name. I don't have to run behind no fuck. Why do I got to run behind a woman when the women want me? Why should I run behind a woman? And that's what I'm trying to tell y'all guys about that stuff. This is how men operate. Okay. All right. Let me see. No. All right, I want to show y'all something. It's a great question, but no. The answer is no. Being a dickhead is an I do. Being called a dickhead is an I am. Listen to what I'm saying. This is very important. See, you're saying that I've got to pretend to be a dickhead to get the woman to want you. But this is, Tommy, this is where you're going wrong. And maybe you're new. But we don't want her fucking, what part don't y'all understand about what we do? We don't want the woman to like us, but they will. We don't want the woman to be attracted to us, but they will. We don't want women to want us, but they will. We don't want women to love us, but they will. Because that shit I just said, the modern man wants. We do not want that piddly shit. That's too easy for us. We must up the ante and get in the realm of the power of cocaine, crack, hair, and fentanyl, and what liquor does to the fucking person that's ingesting it. We want to be a need, a hobby, or a fucking habit. That's the level we're on. We don't want a fucking want. What the fuck do I want her wanting me for? That's beneath me. But here's your problem. What you're saying as far, and 224, I got you 1 second. What you're saying as far as your want is that you're doing it from a fake self. You're trying to be a dickhead. We are not dickheads or assholes. See, what Tyler did would be conceived as a asshole and a jerk because he didn't say anything. But Tyler was done with her. I'm done. Look, when you want to go, go. I'm not, listen. When you want to go, go. There's a door. I'm not stopping you. There's a door. But you're such an asshole. You're not caring. Why are you like that? Why don't you fight for me? And why? No, you want to go. I'm not. Why would I fight for someone that wants to go? I'll help you out that goddamn door. Let me bring in 224 real quick. 224, sir. How can I help you, brother? What's up, man?
Hey, Dean. So I have a quick question. So yesterday, I hooked up with this chick who was who has a boyfriend. They're in an open relationship. She made that like vividly clear. So
yes.
Just going forward, I'm not really familiar with like that situation. Is it just like I'm just supposed to, like the only time that I should be ever like talking to her now from now on is when she's like when she like hits me up, or should I still be taking the lead and like miss setting up dates like once a week or not?
What sex products do you have of ours?
Right now I don't have any. I have the
Then you have royally fucked this is all. This is you fucked it up. Because if you had Kissing 108, listen, if you had the Kissing 101, the making out, the fucking 101 back, master the bedroom, dirty talk, and what am I missing? Five play. You would have had those things, she would have been fucked because she only knows what average is. You could have showed her beyond average. I've had it before when, you know, as a whore, you know, I had it before where, you know, these women will always say, you can't handle me. You can't handle me. And, you know, I got guys running behind me and all this. I'm like, whatever. So here's the deal. Listen, I'm not going to run behind you. And, you know, when you want to come back, you're good. Whatever, right? But they don't understand what they're dealing with. They don't understand how I'm conquering them through my actions in the bedroom. And through my actions in the bedroom, they will start to see that, damn, this motherfucker is fascinating in the bedroom. Why am I thinking about him? I shouldn't be thinking about him. Even when you're dealing with, like you say, your situations, I've dealt with women whose husbands have kinks and shit like that. But here's the thing. I've got to tell them, look, I'm not going to call you. When you want this dick, like a bat signal, you get in touch with me. Well, no, that's good. I think I've had my spoonful of you. I know you're going to be back. Because what's the rule of drugs, dog? What's the number one rule of a drug dealer and his clients? What is the rule?
They always come back. I don't know.
I almost got it right. The first one is free. I'll get you on the comeback. First one's free. So if I give her 40% dirty talk, 30% master the bedroom, 50% five play, 60% fucking 101 and 80% master the bedroom or the five play or any of the things I'm talking about, I get the comeback because they're gonna want you. And that's why I keep telling you guys, when you have game, that's why you want to get those high-end women. That's why I always tell you, go to the art galleries and all that stuff, because a lot of these women who deal with charity organizations and all that other stuff, once you lace her one good time, she's got to hold her reputation. So she's going to cut the paper trail, but she'll have a concierge people get with you and set up a Vegas trip. They'll pay for your flight, hotel, all that shit just to fuck you on the side because you're fascinating. They can't concentrate anymore because all they can do is think about how you move them on two different planes, from the mental and the physical, and how you are as a man. So where you fucked up, you just gave that chick average dick. So you really didn't give her anything to come back to. Now, you did the right thing by letting her know, get at me. Yes, that's good, but here's the problem.
No, I'm saying
because you
up and I didn't say that.
What's that?
I said I made the mistake of not saying that. I didn't tell her to get back
at me. Oh, see, you didn't even. Well, then you fucked up, dog. And then you fucked up. That's what I'm saying, man. You terrible. You failed. Average dick,
yeah,
and you didn't even top it off, man. So what is your question then?
Yeah, so my question is, though, she actually said she would still talk to me, but I know that's already failing because now she's doing something that she doesn't have to even done.
Well, yeah, because she can find you anywhere. That's where we, hold on, 516 got your name, but that's where we prosper. She can find you anywhere. She can't find us anywhere. That's why they hold on to us, because what we are, what we do is so fucking fascinating. They have no choice but to hold on to us, even if it means they're going to suffer knowing that they're not the only one. Even this is why I tell guys, if you're going to even be a gigolo, you got to be careful, because even the clients want to marry you and have your baby and shit. So you've done an average thing, average dick, average kissing. Everything was average. You got to step it up, okay? You got to step it up.
Yeah.
Because if you would have stepped it up and did everything the right way, she should be knocking and messaging you and just saying, hey, I just wanted to say hi and just check on you. Or, you know, find a way to start the communication up where she's going to start to tell you, you know, I'm thinking about you or I miss you. I know I shouldn't be seeing you without my husband, but can I see you real quick? That's the addiction that we want of a need versus a want, okay?
Okay.
All right, bro. All right. Good try. Bro. I'll tell you about it. Yeah, gotta get that sex game up, guys. Question. I got you 5561. I got you 1 second. What is a good process of picking your own last name? What is a good process of picking your own last name and legacy? If the family before me has shade on them, I had a messed up, dramatic, broken family, etc. Well, listen. Okay, your name could be, I don't know, a bottle cap. All right, I'm just giving an example. Your name could be bottle cap, your last name. It's not the last name that matters. It's the man that holds the name. That's the matter. It doesn't matter what your last name is. It's who you are to represent that name. Let me bring in 561 before we continue. 561, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Steve? Hey, my question today is, I think I'm not organized to get the game and make it connect. Do you have any, like, tips for me? Do I need to, like, schedule my time, my study?
What are you talking about?
I'm just not organized. Harvey?
You're not organized. What do you mean not organized? In what way? I'm lost.
Like, through the day. The schedule, just to study.
How long have you been listening to me for?
I've been listening to you for maybe 10 months.
Okay, you got your puzzle. Do you have your puzzle pieces?
Yes, I do, sir.
Then why do you fail? You're not even doing it. You're not doing them because your puzzle pieces show you organization. It shows you organization. But you ain't doing them, man. Asshole.
I am doing them.
In your fucking head, dumb fuck.
Oh, I'm not. I haven't figured that out yet.
No, you haven't, because you ain't doing your puzzle. I know you ain't doing, dude. I know when y'all motherfuckers ain't doing shit. I don't even know if you even have puzzle pieces. Because you're talking about organization. What the fuck are you talking about? Organizing what?
I mean, like, scheduling my days for my studies. Scheduling my day for my studies.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
So what is your question? I don't understand.
So I'm trying to make the game connect in my mind.
You don't know the game. Wait. How can you even use the word G-A-M when you're not a student? Tell me. How?
Well,
I do have
your course. I do have your
course.
A course.
My point, okay. So if I know how to count from one, no. I would tell you no. Okay, because I know how to count from 1 to 10, does that mean I know trigonometry?
No.
So what do you think? You're fucking up. A course. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. So what is your suggestion here, boss man? Do you think I should just get...
No. Ready? I'm going to do something most people don't do. This ain't the right place for you. You're not built for this. You might need to find another teacher. This ain't for you.
This is something that I'm pushing hard for.
No, you're not pushing hard, Mr. Acord. You're not pushing hard, Mr. Acord. You're not, and it's okay. I'm not mad. But remember, law zero, everybody can't be a fucking man. So let me ask you a question real quick to edumacate you. So in school, because you say, well, I'm studying one course. So in school, did you just take math class for 12 years? graduate high school, and then go all the way back down to kindergarten to learn English, and did that for 12 years, graduated English, and then go down to science again? Did you do that when you were in school?
No, I didn't.
So then why are you giving me this fucking, why are you giving me this fucking I'm studying one course bullshit when you were in school studying several courses? So why are you giving me fucking excuses?
Boss, I'm just not understanding, boss.
Again, if you want to stay, it's on you, but I'm saying don't waste your time here because this ain't for you. At least I'm being honest with you because you ain't built for this shit, dog. Listen. Everybody's not built to win with women. You just ain't built that way, well, dog.
Sometimes you just need a little more understanding.
No, I understand.
Things you don't know, you just don't know.
No, but it's no understanding. It's common sense. All this is common sense.
I mean, this is kindergarten. I understand.
Yeah. All right. Take care, sir. Peace. All right. Let me grab this real quick. Hold on a second. Keep it sharp. What does that have to do with gang? So what? You approach, okay, you open your door fucking probably 100 times a goddamn day. What does that fucking matter? You're still a loser. How can I start learning gang? Where I start from? What can I do to grow as a man by becoming a man? With that, just email me and we'll work on a pathway for you. Tyler, what's up, man? What's going on, man?
Yo, coach.
Yeah, what's up, brother? In that text, basically, when she gets to the point where she finally finds that candle in the window and she says, yes, she wants to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a
man, call. I wish you would have recorded the call, man. I wish you would have recorded her call.
I may have, but it needs to get, like, listened to and, you know what I mean, cleaned up a little bit.
Well,
you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that's cool. I got to work on that.
But okay. The point is, She picks up the phone and she's like, hello. And then basically going, hey, I'm glad you called because I'm about to listen to probably the best phone call you're ever going to have in your life if you're lucky. And then just let her talk, you know?
Yeah, you let
and
her talk.
Either she's
right, gonna, you don't say shit.
And then she's either going to just, like, bury herself or just ask for what she needs to do. I mean, that's just pretty much what, like, those are, like, her two choices.
Okay.
And then
that's it, brother.
Yeah.
No, good shit, brother. All right, T, we'll throw you, but if you can clean that call up, let us know and give it, I'll definitely idea, but that's a huge, if you can try to clean that up while we're doing the show, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, I'll see if I got that.
All right, 100, Tyler. Thank you, brother. All right, guys, let me grab this question right here. Arthur has this question right here. Would it be weak of me to cancel a date on a woman that I know made weak mistakes with on the phone? Should I just see the date through to let her know my intentions? And Arthur, what the fuck are you? Arthur, what are your intentions? What are your intent, Arthur? Please let us know what the fuck are your intentions. This doesn't even sound right. What are your intentions? Why are you canceling the date? Tommy, look, this is why I'm going to tell you, wait, stop real quick. Tommy, don't email me. This ain't for you. Don't email me. This ain't for you. Do not email me. I'm going to tell you why. If you're going to listen to a weak motherfucker tell you some stupid ass shit and you're amazed by that, then get the fuck on. Do not email me. I cannot help you. I can't help you. Look at you. You think that motherfucker's doing something? Because, man, get the fuck out of here. This ain't for you. See that, guys? I always keep trying to show y'all I turn people down all the time because being a man is not for everybody. I approach 100 women a day to get over your fear. Do you see how fucking weak he is? He's making everything about a fucking woman. He's a loser. Jesus, fuck, man. You're scared of pussy? Fuck out of here with that bitch shit. Let's see what you're saying. I want to let her know that I don't want to fuck with her anymore because I disrespect. Dude, call Arthur, call in. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Arthur, what the fuck are you talking about, man? What the fuck are you talking about, man? You're just talking in like trick, just call in, brother. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. A lot of men are not built like me to approach. Bitch, look, dumb fuck, listen. I don't care if you approach one or you approach 100. Because you fear a fucking woman shows that you're actually a bitch. You're approaching women to get over a fucking fear of women? Are you fucking, you think you're doing something? It could be one or as many. If you fear a fucking woman, you're a bitch. I'm sorry, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. You're looking at it, you have just shown me you have no self-worth, no self-esteem, no self-image, and no self-fucking respect. Yeah, I gotta go, Steven, I gotta go talk to a woman and get over my fears. Bitch, go to Walmart and get a night light, motherfucker. Weak-ass motherfucker. 770, sir, how can I help you? What's up, sir?
Hey, how's it going? This is Arthur.
So, Arthur, I'm lost, man. What the fuck are you talking about, brother? What's going on?
I'm the guy that, called for, the coaching the other day, man. Pretty much, man, I disrespected myself in the process to trying to get with
how?
Them.
How? Okay, wait. How did you disrespect yourself? I'm lost. How did you disrespect yourself?
Yes, sir. So, first off, my intentions was to pretty much go on a date with her, which is me and her, something light. And she invited her friend.
She invited her friend and her friend's boyfriend. What kind of bottom of the barrel bitches you talking to, dog? What?
Yeah, man.
Why are you fucking with hood chicks or trailer park chicks? Can you tell me why?
Because I just wanted some pussy.
Then you a bitch. This is what you deserve. You are a bitch. I know you weak as fuck. You're telling me because you're so fucking weak, you're going to scrape the bottom of the barrel and not expect the bottom of the barrel to treat you like the bitch they see you as? And if all you wanted was some pussy, you thirsty motherfucker, why didn't you just ask for it? You're too weird anyway, but why not just ask for what you want?
Because I wasn't thinking that way, sir.
Because you're scared of pussy. So let's call her right now and tell her you want to fuck. No dinner. So I'm not going to take your friends out. I'm not going to take you out. I want you to come over here and let's fuck. You ready to call her and do that right now?
Come over right now to my crib.
Are you ready to call her right now and tell her I'm not taking you out to dinner? I'm not feeding you a girl and your boy, but you can come over and get on this dick. Are you ready to tell her that?
All right, sounds good.
Call her right now. You got 20 seconds. Because if you don't, not only will I kick you off this shit, I'm going to ban you from my show. You call that fucking woman right now and tell her what the fuck the deal is. Man the fuck up. 20 seconds, go. All right, I'm hanging up on him. I'm blocking him from the thing. I hate liars. You guys want help. You guys want help, but you fucking losers get help, and you ain't even man enough to stand up on your shit. That thirsty motherfucker had a bottom of the barrel chick that told him that she gonna bring the friend and the boyfriend, and all he wanna do is fuck. We ain't got the balls to do it. I kicked him out of the room. See that shit? Man, stand on your shit. 217, I can help you, sir. What's up?
Man, Steve, I got a just a quick question.
Sure.
So I have a tendency, I got an issue where in my head I'll be like, you know what? I'm not going to let nobody question me. I'm going to stand on my twos. Then anxiety hits, and then I always feel the need to defend
myself. Wait, stop. Then you're lying to yourself. You're just lying to yourself. Y'all problem is y'all lie to you. You can say whatever the fuck you want, but see, you're not if you're a student of the game, you can learn and get coached on the back end and get that bullshit out of you. You can't okay, listen. You guys think that y'all can be a man or a winner by yourself. If you've got basic thinking, what makes you think you can have above basic thinking when all you think is average thoughts, caller? You telling yourself that I'm going to do it, that's a lie. That's a lie.
It goes right back to what you say about the I do and the I am.
Well, then why lie to yourself? It doesn't make any sense. Why do you guys think that you can be a surgeon overnight? By what? Just telling yourself you're a surgeon? Is that what it is?
No.
No, apparently it is, because what makes you think someone with no game can just automatically say, well, I'm going to conjure my thoughts to stand on my twos or my fours or my square, and then you get the fucking anxiety and the feminine emotions and feelings? What makes you think that's going to work, big dog?
It's not going to work, and with all due respect, that's why I'm calling you, because I know it ain't working.
Right, but then why do it? Why even say that?
Got a point.
I'm not trying to make a point. I don't understand you, sir. I don't understand you, service dwellers. You're not a modern male. I can see that. But I can understand you being a service dweller. What the fuck makes you think that just telling yourself something is going to make it come into real life when you ain't got no motherfucking game, man? It doesn't work like that. 770, I'm a don't call. Oh, okay, that's not the 770. Wait, no, that's the 770. Don't call back again, Arthur. I'm hanging up with you. Don't you ever call me again. I don't want to hear your fucking ass. What I'm saying is, why? Why do you think you can do it
right.
yourself? Then why do it yourself? Then why are you doing it by yourself?
See, I'm not. I just, you know, I want to get the, I'm getting the coach. I'm getting coaching. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting coaching. I already started. Got to get the next class. Look, I'm going to get coaching. It was a thought that came up in my head right now. And I'm like, instead of me trying to figure it out on my own, exactly what you're saying, you cannot do it by yourself.
You're doing what this dumbass is doing right here. You can't stop caring about rejection, dumb fuck, when you reject yourself every fucking day. Because you're making everything about women, you stupid, not you, caller, this dumbass guy right here. This is why, Mr. Sharp. You can ask questions, but don't you ever post any thought and poison the minds of these students that really want to know how to be actually a man. This is what is wrong with the majority of you guys and why you lose. Because you think that you can have a winning thought with a poisonous behavior mindset. How do you think you're going? Why do you think you snap back? Why do you think when you watch a YouTube that gives you motivation, you snap back? Why do you think when you on Christmas Eve, you lie to yourself and snap back? Why do you think you read all those books and feel good and then snap back? Because you ain't standing or rooted in anything. You can't win by yourself. And keep trying, it's not going to work. Because this ignorant motherfucker right here, this motherfucker, his mind got this motherfucker all fucked up. He's making a game about women. He's talking about not caring about rejection. This bitch makes it about women. He's living in an I do world. And his mind makes him think that just because he solves one I do, it ain't an I am, you dumb fuck. This is why y'all, this is why you guys lose. But any other question, man? I got to continue the show. What's up? Any other question?
It's a quick question. This is off topic, man. Steve, what went through your head when you first found out you having your first child?
I'm creating my legacy. Only thing I know is that I find, okay, in my death, I get to live on. That was the first thing, my arrogant ass. In my death, I get to live on. Why you ask me this?
I
hope you didn't get Did you get someone pregnant?
I don't know.
What is wrong? How old
I'm not
are you?
Sure.
How old are you?
I'm almost 30.
What is wrong with you, man? What the fuck is wrong with you? Why the fuck would you get somebody pregnant and give the best part of you to someone that's not even worthy of your dick or your sperm? Why do that? Why? Why would you do that?
I mean, it happened. Now I'm just now. It's
it
like,
didn't
it's
happen.
Like
no,
said,
no, no,
just...
no. Why would you do that?
I don't have an answer. It's something that I did. I don't have an answer. I don't have the why. It already happened.
What a shame. I don't understand y'all. All y'all motherfuckers having all these babies, and y'all going to be the first ones bitching when that woman brings another man in that child's life, or that woman withholds the child from you and do all that shit. You deserve what you are going to get because you're fucking an ain't shit woman and getting her pregnant. Why would you do that, man? Why? Why can you not protect? Dude, you're 30, almost 30 years old, man. Why? Oh, all right, man. I got to go. I don't want to talk to you no more, man. You ain't just go. Jesus Christ. I don't understand y'all losers. Why do y'all get women knocked up, man, knowing then y'all gonna be the first ones, bitch. It's not fair. You know, I don't want some other guy raising my kid and all this shit. And y'all create this Jesus, y'all lose. Jesus Christ. And I won't say his kid because I don't want it. I'm not here to knock his kid. But now guess what? Every time you losers have kids with loser women, we got to pay taxes for that loser. We're the ones who get the blunt of that when that fucking loser realizes he ain't got no daddy in the household, acting like his fucking mother, and now he's all acting out, robbing and doing some other shit. Jesus Christ, man. Y'all motherfuckers, man, y'all fuck the world up with y'all badass decisions, man. All right, you always talk about being different and making it about you. But there's a whole playlist of you going up to hostesses repeating, "You're gorgeous." Isn't that what she hears all day? No, she does not hear that all day. When you say you're gorgeous, you're saying you're gorgeous because you look beautiful. Again, this is it kind of ties into the very first thing. Very good question. I love this question. See, when you say you're gorgeous to a woman or beautiful or sexy, it's because you're looking at sleeping with her and getting some pussy. When I look and tell somebody that she's gorgeous, you know what I already see what is, wait, I'm sorry. Where the fuck is it at? Do I have it? Damn. Oh, yeah. This is what is gorgeous to me because I already know. I already know what's going to make her gorgeous because I already know what she's going to do to get with me. Do you see that right there? You see that? See, you're looking at her as her makeup being gorgeous and all the other stuff. What I see in her being gorgeous is all the shit she's going to be doing for me when she herself is going to want to do it without me having to ask her to do it. That's what's gorgeous to me. That's what's sexy to me. And this is what's beautiful to me. So that's the difference, sir. I don't look at her being gorgeous because I want to fuck her. That's already going to happen. I can see the work she's going to put in for me. It's kind of like if you watch football, big dog, and you can see a kid with talent. You know, like when you play football, if you ever play football or a sport, if you ever watch someone like they knew Michael Jordan was great, even in college. You kind of can tell them in college that there's something different about them. Or even you guys who like LeBron James, whatever, you can tell how he was in high school. So you knew that when he got into the big leagues, he was going to make a statement. And that's what it's all about right there. Very good question, though. Very good question. Let's keep going. Wait, I think you got another question. Let me see. Wait, is that D? Hold on a second. Hold on. Wait, let me see here. Wait, it's D. How can I change my actions? Well, you can't. You got to be a student of the game, sir. All right, and those are professional hosts at work. They get paid to interact like that. So it's giving them realistic pressure, guys. But, okay, again, I know where you're seeing it, but you're seeing it through your weak-ass lens. I don't give a fuck what she's doing. I can see potential in her to do work for me. That's where you're not doing it, okay? So 786, I'll bring you in 1 second. Hold on, let me see. Let me catch up with the questions. Let's see here. I'm trying to get y'all kind of like the Thundercats, kind of like seeing sight beyond sight kind of thing. 786, let me bring in before I bring it. 786, what's up, brother? How can I help you, man?
Hey, can you hear me, Steve?
Yes, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, I just want to give, first off, major props to you. You're really going in deep with the game and all that. Shout out to Lucario and Miles and all that for putting me onto you. You're doing amazing stuff from what I can tell. Now, as far as you mentioning how the woman would have to work for you, right? Because
yes,
I've always been on that mindset. Right, and I really love that, right? So here's my thing. So I just sat down right now so I can get my thoughts together. So when you say reward the woman and all that, like just to say, for example, this one chick, right? I've been seeing her, on and off, right? Because I've been actually working on myself and on my purpose, right? Not just for the woman, though, but mainly for me.
There's no such thing as purpose. There's no such thing as purpose, but go ahead. There's no such thing. That's just a made-up word on YouTube. So keep going, though. I just had to correct
you. No,
I
and I appreciate that. That's that red pill talking.
Okay.
I appreciate
yeah,
you
yeah.
saying
I know that's
that.
Red pill,
but,
yeah. Go ahead. I'm
yeah, but look, so basically just working on myself to actually be, like, the ideal guy, right? Just for me, though, but as a bonus for her to appreciate and, work for me and all that. Now, my question is this, right? For example, let's say this chick, she's been really digging me, right? And I tell her, well, I actually invited her out to the beach this one time, for example, but she ain't really come through and all that. So
where did you invite her to?
To the beach. It was at night.
Okay, for what?
Oh, just to hang out, and possibly
well, then you,
get
okay,
down
you,
with.
You, well, do you see why you failed, though? You've already failed.
That's what I'm saying. I want you to actually explain that for me if you can.
Why would you? Okay. Unlike anyone, no one's ever told you to watch Eddie Murphy's 1,000 Words. Have you ever seen Eddie Murphy's 1,000 Words?
Oh, I saw that like a preview,
well,
but I wasn't thinking about it. But, yeah, go ahead.
Well, don't think. No, watch it because they try to give you game in there to show you that your words, every word and every move is wasted if it's not moving her anywhere. So
right.
You asking her out to the beach, you're not even telling her why you want to even go to the beach.
Right.
To hang out and do
anything.
So that's human. Hang out and do what? Like what? Be your gay best friend? Hang out and what? Run into the water? So what do you mean hang out? What is that? What does that fucking mean? What does that mean?
Exactly,
I'm saying.
Yeah. No, and the words that are coming out of my mouth is exactly how I came through with it, and I can see why it failed.
So that's a fail. You didn't lead her.
Right.
You didn't lead her as a man. So, okay, so you have to go to the beach, so then what happened? So what's the problem?
There's no problem, right? So then my thing is like, okay, well, I can see, I can sense why. Even way before listening to you, I can sense why that would be the reason why, I came at her wrong and I didn't lead her right, right? And so from there on, it was like months past that. I was actually just focusing on what I was supposed to do and on my career and whatnot. And then
already failed. That's the second fail. That's the second fail.
What was?
Focusing on your career.
What was?
Focusing on your career. That was the second fail.
Hey, could you actually explain that, man? Could you actually?
Of course, because you're focusing on your career is something you should be doing all the time, because that's a responsible thing to do. But that's not who you are. That's what you do. Your career is an I do.
Yeah.
It's not an I am. So if you're focusing on an I do, you're focusing on an I do, you fail because you're not focusing on the most important thing, the I am. Okay.
That's right.
You focus on your career because you want to make a salary and be able to buy and afford things. But that doesn't make you a man. What I'm saying is your career is an I do. That's not an I am. Your career is something that you do. It's not who you are. Because if you lose your job, that doesn't make you a bad person. It's just a job. So you're focusing.
If I can elaborate even further. Well, go ahead. But I'll elaborate after you.
What's the question, though? What is the question? What's the question? Let's get to the question.
All right, look. Just to tie this back, man. So, not my career, but more like, because I'm an artist, right, and I draw and all that. So then I told her this. I was like, hey, look. If you could, send me some commission work on my way and I'll come through and I'll see what we can do. I can see.
Okay. She can't read your fucking mind and I can't read your mind. What the fuck do you mean by see what we can do? What does that fucking mean?
Right. That's exactly.
How old are you? How old are you?
22, sir.
Okay. So when you go to McDonald's, you just walk into McDonald's and say, okay, that's what I want to order. That's how you sound.
Right.
You just walk into the I'll take that supersize. And they're looking at you like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because you ain't talking about shit because you ain't finding yourself. This is why y'all lose, because you're finding an I do. And you're just reinforcing that I do self, because you ain't a student of the game to learn about your I am, because all this gibberish, and let's say this with love, all this gibberish you're saying is wasted time because you're not being clear, concise, and transparent. Now, she can't read your fucking mind. See what we can do. See, if you had game, if you had game, she would do the work for you without you having even to ask. Because your time meant that much to her. But again, let me say, I got to continue. But what is your question, though, with all this? What is the question that you asked?
Okay, well, my question was this, right? So, and let me tell you also, props to you for the I am and I do's, just to let you know, man. That's where I found myself. Like, this is where I found you, to the point. So, then she sent me commission work around my area. And I wanted to see how I could reward her in a way, And it's funny, man. I've always had this, man. I'm glad I found you because.
Why don't you just give her? Listen. Is this a bit? Okay. Jesus, I understand y'all service dwellers. Is this business you're doing with her? Because if it's business, just give her a commission, a cut of the money that you make from the woman. That's it. That's all you gotta do. Mm, it sounds like it's a business transaction. That's it. Because you made it.
Well, you know,
see,
this is my problem.
You made it about, sir, you made it about business. You didn't make it about anything but business. Yeah. See, if you had game, you could have made it about your time. You get a little bit of my time now. That's your reward. And they will accept that over anything. You get my hugs, my kisses, and maybe some of this dick. But you made it about boring-ass business. Give me some commission. So she brought you commission. Reward that woman with a cut. Of whatever you got from those women. You made it business, so keep it business.
Definitely.
So I understand. So then what's your question?
No, you basically answered my question, but now that I can see where that's going, how can I, from an I am perspective, right? Since,
you don't have an I. Okay, listen. I am the only one that talks about core. I'm the only one talking about the I ams and I do's. You can't reach an I do, I mean, I am from anybody else who doesn't teach you about I am. So you don't even know about an IM until you start hearing it from me. So you can't get there unless you be ready. Okay, look, if I want to learn law, do I go to learning the law school, right? Right? Because that's going to teach me law. If I want to learn how to be a doctor, I've got to go to medical school, right? So if you want to learn about your IM or your bid, and I'm the only one teaching you about IMs and bids, then what the fuck do you need to think you need to do then, dog?
Well, that's my thing. It's like I want to be an artist, so I am focusing on my artwork. I'm getting all these commissions, right? And
that's
in a way,
an
I do.
That's not an I am.
Well, as an
do you
artist,
not understand
then,
that?
How do I work on as an artist? Then how would I work on myself as an I am? Then, if you could tell me, sir.
If you want to be a lawyer, you go to law school. If you want to be a doctor,
right,
you go to medical school. If you want to learn how your IMs work, what do you think you should do?
Go to art school, right? Oh, well, go to that school in specific, what you just said, right?
If I'm the only one teaching about the IM, where the fuck do you think you need to go? Art school?
Oh, to you. Yeah, definitely to you. If you're the only one.
Then what the fuck is this art school shit you talking about then? What are you talking about?
You know, I'll be honest with you. It probably stems from all that red pill shit, you know?
Well, this is why I tell you guys from the red pill. It's going to be very, very difficult, more harder for you to be a man than the average guy because you gullibly believed another man and you followed other men that made you hate women and look at women a bad way. So you got that woven inside of you. So we've got to do a mannerism and get that bitch out of you. We got to get bitch out of you first before we can even work on you. So you got more work to do.
Well, actually, I never really had the hate in a way. Never.
You never had the what? You never had the what?
You saying that I've had hate? Is that what you're asking? That I had hate?
No, they teach you to hate women, man. That's what red pill does, teach you to hate women. Excuse me?
Well, I never really...
They do one or two things. You pick the sword. They either teach you to hate women or to blame women and bitch about women like a bitch. Which one? Which one do you want to choose? Because you're doing one or the other, or both. But if you don't learn how to hate women, okay, so what are you talking about here? I don't understand. What's up?
Well, subconsciously, from what I've got throughout the years, well, not throughout the years, but I would say a year or so, how they say subconsciously I picked up on, oh, focus on your passion, they'll come to you, da, da, da.
You ain't got no passion. Okay, look. Focus on your I do. That's how they fuck you over. Because they don't give you solution.
Exactly.
Solutions come from an I am perspective. Because all they do is talk about shit outside of you. Don't see, your motherfuckers are so gullible. How is working on something outside of yourself going to help you internally?
Yeah, and that's my question. Ever since I found you, I just, not even as an artist, man. Honestly, I was just like, as just someone who wants to be successful in the game. And I know.
Okay, well, why do you say you want to be successful in the game and you ain't a student of the game? That's like
that's,
me saying
I want to be a
successful lawyer, but I never went to law school. I want to be a successful doctor. Never went to medical school.
Right.
So would I be a dumbass saying I want to be successful in something that I haven't studied under?
No, you're right. That's facts.
Well, I'm not trying to be right. I'm just telling you what it is, big dog. You don't want success.
You
don't want it until you get off your lazy fucking ass and learn how to get the success, brother.
That's facts, man. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, also, let me also ask you this, man, real quick. In terms of the, how can I say, in terms, well, you know what, actually, don't worry about it. I'll contact you about you on your website about it. I'll email you about
it. There you go.
But yeah,
good
I don't want to
answer.
Hold
okay.
It,
All right, thank you, sir.
Hey,
great
guys,
answer.
Go
all
check
right.
out the show. Check out the email, y'all. Appreciate it, though. Appreciate it.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Let me grab this call real quick. 847, sir. How can I help you, sir? I'll reset the lines, guys. 847, how can I help you, sir? How you doing, sir? What's going on, sir? How can I help?
Respect to you, boss. Yeah, just a
no,
quick
respect
question,
to you.
Boss.
What's going on, brother?
Yes, sir. Thank you, boss. So before you knew all the game, you know, because everybody starts somewhere, you know, you wasn't always just gamed up.
Right.
Like, so basically, would you ever, like, so, you know, there was probably some girls who used to disrespect you, but you didn't take them that serious.
Mm-mm,
would it be sending?
Oh, no. Mm-mm, wait. Okay. Would disrespect me? Even when I didn't have game,
like,
I didn't want to disrespect.
Not like, call you names and shit, but you know what the same shit bitches do out here. What made you get game?
No, wait, stop. Wait. Tell me, what do bitches do?
Like, you know how they give the niggas the runarounds, tell them, oh, I'll be back. Like,
no,
wait.
Okay. How old are you, young man? How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay. So let me help you out here. Cause it sounds like you two have been in the red pill as well. Sounds like you're one of those guys, a red pill guy. So let's break this down real quick. Why would you say or bitches have or mistreat you? What, like when you say mistreat you and stuff, like I treat you a certain way, how are they treating you?
Well, not me personally. I'm just saying
Wait. I want you to listen to what you just said. So you automatically assume that women treat guys like bitches, but you said not me. But yet you assume they do? Who the fuck do you think you are assuming that they do? Okay, you're a black man, right? You sound like a black man, young black man, right?
Of course.
Right, okay. So even though it's not fair, we do get judged by other races. Some people will hold their purse and all that other stuff. But are they right for doing that?
No.
Is it right for someone to look at you and say, oh, he's a thug, let me hold my purse?
No.
It's not right. Right. So then what gives you the right to automatically judge women the same way other races judge us?
Facts.
But, no, I don't want to be a fact. I'm trying to open your eyes to some shit. Why? You see, okay. I'm going to tell you why this is important, why I'm saying this to you, young man. Is because if you're making a judgment towards women, you already failed. Because it is not us to judge women if they have done nothing to us. What have they done to you to make you say that they ain't shit and they treat people in disrespect? What gives you the right if they have not done that to you? So, but that's like I say, a white woman walking by and grabbing a person and she might think you're going to rob or hurt her or some shit like that. Because her perception, and you know, look, even a Klansman thinks the same thing and shit, man. And again, people think the same. But listen to you. You're judging women. Why are you judging women?
Facts, because of my past. That's facts.
All right, now, let's unpack. All right, we're getting somewhere. Because I knew it had some shit that had to do with you. So, a woman dogged you out or did something to you. What did she do to dog you out and do something to you? What did she do?
Oh, like, so basically the question was,
I don't want to hear the question. Nope, I don't want to know about the question. I want to know what that woman did to your ass to make you so fucking bitter. What did she do to you?
Like, before I knew about the panel, everything, I was a big simp. I was getting cheated on. I was just begging for her time.
So how can you be mad at her for what you are?
Facts. No, for what I was. That was a year, like
right,
a year ago.
But you had just said because of that, you call them all bitches and shit. You like they ain't shit and all this other stuff. Because you were all fucked up. You were the root of this fucking problem. So how can you blame women for the fact that you didn't have game? So I'm trying to educate you, young man, because too many of you modern males are going around here spewing all this fucking women hate, and the women haven't done anything to you, and yet you automatically call them these things because you're shut up, bitch. You're in your hurt ass feelings. Now, with that being said, what's your question? I just wanted y'all to see that for y'all watching.
No, that's right. No, I appreciate that too. But basically, my question is, would you ever, since you are gamed up now and since it was in your past, like say it was in the past, would you ever give another shorty a chance that did you like that?
Okay.
Would you give her a chance?
If someone stabs you in your back, you want to give them a chance to be friends? That shows how.
You know, but just to fuck them now. Just to fuck them. Not to love them.
You want to do what is called revenge fuck somebody. Why would you want to do that? What is that going to get out of you? What, you going to feel better about yourself because you finally conquered some pussy that you couldn't get before?
Word. And I feel like just because now I got more options because I'm listening to y'all. You feel me?
You're not listening to me. Because I always tell you to keep your fucking eyes forward. You don't look back because you ain't going that way. So why the fuck are you looking behind yourself?
That sucks.
So you ain't listening to us, man. This is what your problem. You, like a lot of these guys, are hearing information. If you fucking settle down and listen to fucking information, you will realize you don't look back. And you want to know why Tyler got that woman who said she was leaving him? Because he didn't look back. He told her goodbye. But see, you ain't got the balls to keep moving forward. Look, Carl, listen, Carl. It was around 89. I think that's when Batman came out with Michael Keaton. It was when Batman came out with Michael Keaton. Okay, so I was in high school. Okay, so I want to tell you something. I remember in the fifth grade, I was trying to mess with this older chick. Okay, you know what she did? She shot me down. She said she, you know, I'm too young for her, right? You know me, I'm just. So I charged it to the game. Well, the reason why I know about Batman, okay, so in Gaithersburg, Maryland, or Montgomery County, there's a mall, I think still there, called Lake Forest Mall. And in front of Lake Forest Mall, there's like a McDonald's there. I don't know if it's still there, but it used to be there. So when Batman came out, I borrowed my dad's car from PG County, and I drove into Montgomery County just to go back and hang out at the mall. It was like kind of a hangout place where the cars are all in. And guess who I ran into? I ran into that chick, that shorty that dumped me in the fifth grade. Now I'm in high school, she's in college, right? Now, you want to know why I fucked her? Because I let that past shit go. I wasn't trying to get revenge. I charged it to the game. But we ran into each other. She gave me a hug. Then I started putting a little bit of flavor on it. She said, oh, shit, what's up? And I said, what's up? And I got her. But I never said, oh, man, that bitch, fuck her. I'm going to show her. If I see her again, men don't do that. She shot me down in the fifth grade because I was too young. When I was a little older, I ran into her again. And I was much more edged up. I was laced up at that point, right? But it was at that point I ran into her, and I put a little bit of flavor on her ass, and I got her. And the only reason I got her is because of what I was a fifth grader, and she was a few years older than me. So, you know what I mean? It's a big difference. But remember, I had sisters. So my older sister would always have the older girls, you know, use me as a sex toy when they had sleepovers and shit. So I always moved towards older, whatever. But so I'm just saying, don't do it for revenge, okay? Don't revenge fuck somebody. The best revenge you can have is them seeing you. Because I've seen some chicks that see me now, and they're like, yo, like, nope, don't want ya. Don't need you.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. All
right. Okay. So eyes forward, young man. Okay.
Man, appreciate that, Steve. For real.
All right. Respect to you. All right. We'll throw you respect back in. Respect. We'll do one more hour, guys. Let me grab this. I know you got questions and stuff, but let's see this. Again, here's somebody for Ty. You want to hook up instead? Yes, we can set up a time to meet up and go from there. She says, I'm ready to be trained master. I want to be taught to take. Whoa. See that right there? See, and y'all guys act like women don't want wild shit. But here's something: for a lot of you guys, y'all get y'all fucking way. She tells you what she wants, so that's when you call up your boy. Now, see how we would do it. Let me show you how we would do it. Now, let me show you this real quick. I'll open the lines back up. Let me show you how we would do it. Now, when she made that statement right here, she wants two dicks and everything. Now I've got paper. I've got paper money. I got what we call paper money with game. So if I know that she wants another dick, I go to one of my boys, and what I will do is I say, "Hey, I got one that wants another dick. You down?" "Yeah." "Whoa, oh no, you just That's gonna cost you a third and two supplementals. That's all I want. I want a third and two supplementals because see, I don't care about the third. I want the supplementals. And because I want the supplement, see, the supplementals mean, all right, guys, when y'all get around motherfuckers that are wolves and sharks and shit, it's always competition, fun competition, but competition nevertheless. But I want dibs because whoever gets the first move is going to really get it because when you a bad motherfucker. So I get to get those supplementals, but this would be great trade bait right here, knowing that she wanted two dicks. I'm not going to judge her. I will get her what she wants. But I'm going to get a benefit off of that, not just bring one of my boys in. So I just want to share a game. I'll open the lines up real quick. I know y'all got questions, so let me go ahead and go down and get some of y'all questions and everything, okay? I'm going to catch up. Guys, I'll open the lines back up. Let's see here. Let me see. I'm just trying to catch up with the things. I'm going to set the lines up and continue. I'm sorry, guys. Give me a second. I just want to catch up with this. Okay. Chad, this ain't for you, brother. I'm not going to kick you out, but no, this ain't for you, Chad. Wrong room, brother. I'll let you say that, but you keep saying it. That's it. Okay, sir. Maybe someone would tell you, but why would I give you brownie points on something that we don't teach over here? What is an approach? Why would I give you a brownie point for fucking approaching? Okay, you must be new here. We don't do that weak, soft shit. We don't approach women, sir. We don't approach women. So, because we don't approach women, I can't give you brownie points on something that is beneath us. That is dirt under my shoe. Can't get that. We don't approach women. We don't approach women. He's not. He's just saying that. Because there's not 100 girls. He's not talking to 100 girls. There ain't no way. Let's see. KP says, so pretty much I'm making a scouting report on women to add it to my team. Well, I gotta get more from you from that, okay? Let me set these lines while I'm talking to y'all. Rule says, yes you can, sir. Yes you can. Get at me and I'll show you. But you're gonna need coaching eventually. So I'm sorry, that's as far as